Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sport King India Limited Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Darshi Jain from MUFG Intime. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sport King India Limited Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings conference call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Munish Awasthi, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Lavlesh Varma, the Company Secretary. A short disclaimer before we start this call. This call will contain some forward-looking statements which may be based upon our beliefs, opinion, and expectations of the company as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and will involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With that, I would now like to hand over the conference call to Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva, the Chief Financial Officer, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. To begin with, I will walk you through the company financial performance for the quarter and 9 months ending 31st December 2025. For Q3 FY26, we achieved revenue from operations of INR 645.9 crores, a 6% increase YOY, and gross profit stood at 151.1 crores, a margin increase of 0.6% YOY basis. Gross profit margin stood at 33.4%. Operational EBITDA for the Q3 FY26 stood at INR 65.6 crores as against INR 59.2 crores in Q3 FY25, a 10.8% increase on YOY basis. EBITDA margin was at 10.2%, expanded by 45 basis points on year-to-year. PAT for the Q3 FY26 was INR 24.6 crores, an increase of 33% of YOY. PAT margin stood at 3.8%, a 77 basis points increase on yearly basis. During the current quarter, a fire accident occurred at the Bathinda plant of the company. However, no casualties were reported. The company has recorded the loss of INR 32 crores incurred on account of fire, which has been netted off with the insurance claim recoveries, the net impact of which is not material. For 9 months of FY26, revenue from operations stood at 1,851.1 crores. Gross profit amounted to INR 458.5 crores compared with INR 446.1 crores in 9 months FY25, reflecting YOY increase of 2.8%. Gross profit margin increased by 113 basis points to 24.7%. The expansion in gross profit margin was primarily driven by stable raw material prices throughout the period, which enabled better inventory optimization and improved purchase management. EBITDA for 9 months FY26 grew by 3.8% to 200.5 crores with an EBITDA margin of 10.8%, an increase of 59 basis points YOY. PAT for 9 months FY26 stood at 87 crores, an increase of 11.8% YOY. PAT margin stood at 4.7%, an increase of 57 basis points YOY. As of Q3 FY26, we stand at capacity utilization of 96% among the highest in the industry. Coming to export contribution for this quarter, shares of export in the revenue is approximately 309 crores. It contributed to 48% of total revenue. During the quarter, domestic revenue stood at 324.7 crores compared to 251.2 crores in Q3 FY25, delivering a robust year-on-year growth of 29%. The export contribution increased from 930.4 crores in 9 months FY25 to 984.6 crores in 9 months FY26, an increase of 6% YOY, contributing 53% share in our revenue. Both cotton production and cotton yarn sales remained cumulatively similar in the Q3 FY26, coming to 21,073 MT and 21,273 MT respectively. Overall, it was a robust quarter with better margins driven by operational efficiency and strong capacity utilization. Now I will hand over the call to Shri Munish Awasthi, CMD of the company, for his remarks on the result and the outlook.
Thank you, Sandeep ji, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have an opportunity to go through our press release and investor deck. First of all, I would like to update on the quarter which just went by, that is October to December. We started the quarter on the back foot as full impact of 50% U.S. tariffs kicked in from 1st September. Demand was low-key across the world with new uncertainties. Only bright spot was Indian government giving a duty-free window till 31st December for cotton, thus making at least cotton prices move in balance with international prices. We were able to navigate these challenges pretty well, as our strategy of making operations more efficient in the last couple of years helped us in maintaining or improving margins, even though spreads were down all across the products. As the new year started, we have witnessed a sharp demand from China for cotton yarns after a long time. Bangladesh has been pretty consistent and resilient for us in spite of all the uncertainties in the market before the impending elections. This has helped in moving the spreads upward as we speak. Further impetus has been given by long-awaited India-USA deal, which has unlocked additional demand since last week. But all these positive factors coming in lately pale in front of the landmark EU-India FTA deal, which was finalized last week. This deal is a game changer for Indian textile industry, and we believe is a very positive for the sector for years to come. We thank the government of India for finally giving us a level playing field in the biggest textile consuming bloc in the world. Future is looking great for the sector. Cotton prices are the only headwind left in the system to make us the most competitive textile nation in the world. There's a ray of hope that U.S. cotton would be given a duty-free access once the deal is signed. We eagerly await the fine print. We have been engaged with the government to remove the duties and hopeful that this issue will be resolved soon to unlock the massive potential of this sector. CCI has been procuring the cotton, 33 to 40% of the cotton, and they are quickly understanding the problems of the industry and trying to align the prices as per the international prices. Now I would like to share with you our various CAPEX programs. A 40 megawatt solar capacity plant will be starting from 1st March, which will increase our renewable power consumption to 40 to 45% of total consumption, thus making us much more competitive and sustainable. Now coming to our CAPEX in the Odisha project, it is progressing as planned. So to recap, Greenfield expansion project was announced and approved in quarter 1 FY26 to increase the spinning capacity of the company. In the first phase of the expansion, 1.5 lakh spindles will be set up in the state of Odisha. This will be an approximately 40% increase over existing spindle count to 3.79 lakhs. The total outlay would be approximately 1,000 crores and be funded through a mixture of term loans and internal accruals. We have acquired the land and have also completed the full, all the approvals have been received. In addition, advance payments for all the machinery have been made, and about 15 days back, we started the groundbreaking activities, and the construction has commenced at full throttle. With these critical steps completed, the project is firmly on track and positioned as well for the next phase of our planned capacity build-up. Looking ahead, we remain confident in our strategy, the resilience of our operations, and the strength of our team. With disciplined execution and continued growth investments, we are well positioned to navigate external challenges and capture emerging opportunities. With that, I will now hand over the call to the moderator to open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rajiv Jain from Arkin Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just have a couple of questions. Firstly, I had a question regarding the financial. So if the fire incident had not occurred, what would our PAT have been for the period? And could you maybe help quantify the financial impact attributable to the incident?
Yeah, the financial impact is around 1.5 crores. Hello.
Mr. Rajiv, are you there on the line?
Yes, yes, yes. Hello.
I just answered the question. The financial impact of fire incident was 1.5 crores to the bottom line.
Understood, sir. Understood. Secondly, following on regarding this quarter performance, could you provide clarity on the tariff impact, like both in terms of revenue and EBITDA for yarn business?
For which quarter are you talking about?
For both previous and current.
So previous quarter, as I said in my opening remarks, that there was a US tariff which kicked in basically in last quarter, because it was in September quarter, it was just there for a month. So there was a lot of negativity and the demand was low all around. So there was a substantial damage to the sentiments, and the overall demand was pretty low in spite of the festival season. But things have improved since January, and now with all these new, with the deals happening, and overall the sentiments are good. So, yeah, we hope for the best.
Understood. And in current environment where customers are pushing for price reductions, yeah, what measures are you taking to manage this pressure while protecting your margins? Could you throw some light on that?
Oh, actually, you know, prices are increasing now after a long time, because overall demand has come from all the countries and within India. So there is no pressure on, you know, pricing right now. Rather, prices have been going up since last 45 days. There's been an increase of almost 20 to 25 rupees in in the cotton yarn prices.
Understood, understood. Thank you, sir, for answering my questions, and all the best for the future quarter.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhavika from Nivesha Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Thank you for the opportunity. So the first question is regarding like a general, because the recent trade deals which we had with the US and Europe. So just want to understand how this having impact on the business overall, like what management is seeing on the positive side, because a lot of demand is going to come in future. So just want to understand like how management is expecting to take advantage of this two deals. And the second question is related to the proposed mergers which the company is doing in the garment side. So want to understand what is the vision of the management behind it, like how they see this segment to grow.
Yeah. Okay. So first question is about the impact of US trade deal and the EU trade deal. So, you know, because of, you know, high tariffs on by USA on Indian apparel, the demand has been very muted for last three, four months. And where we were watching a substantial growth in last year, which had totally tampered because of these tariffs. So this, but after this deal, now we are, you know, slightly better than our competitors. And so we foresee a lot of orders coming back, as most of the buyers see India as a stable source of, for the stable country to source their garments as compared to other countries. And there's a lot of diversification going on within the brands, from Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, China. So we see a lot of business coming back. And with EU, of course, there is a substantial change in the duties, because right now most of our competing countries are paying 0% duty. And we were paying 12%, 9 to 12% right now. And once this deal is formalized in the next 6 to 8 months, we are going to come back to zero. We are going to be also at zero. And most of these countries who are enjoying LDC status, they are going to be phased out in the next 2-3 years, and it's going to go to 8%. So there's a huge, remarkable turnaround of from, you know, 10, 12 negative to 8 positive. So that opens a lot of opportunity for the textile sector to, you know, grow, and we are excited, and we are, of course, increasing our capacity by 40%. Just because of, you know, we know that, you know, these deals had to be signed. And luckily, you know, we are at the right time, at the right place. And regarding the merger, yes, the merger will be completed by the end of this quarter. And our vision is, definitely our vision is to be a predominantly garment house, garment care in next 5 to 10 years. This is just to give us a leverage and our know-how that we are acquiring these units, and we're going to scale them up as we learn more about the business. And with these increased opportunities, I think we will have to fast track our, you know, the plan which we have on the website. So yeah, we are very excited towards the future with all these deals happening, and overall, you know, India is anyways has gotten much more efficient as we compare to the world, whatever is happening around the world in the competing countries. So yeah, we are very excited that I think we are looking at a very high growth in textiles in the next 3 to 5 years.
Just a follow-up question, that your, like, I think most of your, like, more than 40% of your revenue comes from the Bangladesh, I guess. So, like, there's a recent news around that the Bangladesh is going to be fall in the category of developing nation, developing country. So, the deal which they have with the Europe is going to expire. So, is there any impact you are seeing because, like, a lot of business comes from the Bangladesh? So do you see any kind of risk from that aspect?
So see, Bangladesh will continue to supply to Europe till, the brands don't have an option. So the new option which is coming up is India. So we expect whenever the Bangladesh demand, goes down, you know, whenever this happens, we expect the Indian demand to go up much faster, and which is more, of course, domestic demand or supplying to our domestic manufacturers is much more certain market. So I don't think so. It's going to be any problem as such.
Okay, that's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sriya Maheshwari from SNJV Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you are audible. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, as you mentioned in the previous call, that the textile industry is consolidating as many mills are shutting down due to higher operational costs. So are we still seeing further capacity shutdown happening within? And what implications could this have on supply dynamics or price going forward?
Definitely. I think that's the process which is not only happening in India, but it's happening across the world. I think India is one country which is less affected. If you look around Turkey, Indonesia, China, not that China that much, but Pakistan and Bangladesh, there have been huge shutdowns. And India also, from I think, as per the machinery supplied, the capacities have come down by at least 5 to 6 million spindles, maybe more. So the recent uptick we have seen in demand is, I think, a lot to do is with the consolidation which has already happened in last 2-3 years. So yes, we are seeing it, you know, in the short term we are already seeing the impact of all this, and that is the mantra now. I think we are going to see much more consolidation happening in the sector. A lot has happened, and we see going forward a lot more happening.
Okay, so got it. Sir, what percentage of our cotton is with the import duty back in place? Have there been a representation made to extend term for duty remission? Since, as you said, due to CCR buying an MSP, the domestic cotton is either way expensive than the international.
A mix of imports in our basket is very dynamic. So whenever there is an opportunity, we go for more imports. And whenever we see that Indian cotton is aligned with the international prices, we switch back to Indian. And there has been consistent talks with the government about this problem, and government is aware of all this, and we see a little bit of pressure easing because of the US trade deal. There is, as mentioned by the minister, that cotton has been cotton will come at zero rate. Maybe we will know more about it once the fine print comes in mid March or maybe next week. And yes, CCI also is aware of all these things happening, and they are aggressively reduced prices, and the prices are not very far away from what international prices are right now. So for now, I think we are at a good place when it comes to domestic prices or international prices. The gap is not that much. But we need the duties to go for sure for a long term clarity and certainty in the business.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, the marginal decline in gross margins for this both year-on-year and QOQ, could you walk us through the key drivers behind this movement? Like particularly in terms of raw material volatility, product mix, and pricing environment?
It wasn't, the margins year on year have actually gone up, and Q on Q there was a slight dip, and the main, it was mainly to do with the fall in other income. There was some fluctuation because of the forex rate, which is there in this quarter, because the currency moved very sharply, and then there was a small loss because of the fire. That is 1.5 crore.
Okay, got it. And so just the last follow-up. Sir, how do you see gross margin trending over the next few quarters, like given the current cotton price and dynamics and the operational efficiencies being implemented?
Yeah, we definitely see some improvement quarter by quarter in next two quarters. So we expect the margins to go up by at least 10% Q on Q this quarter, and maybe a further 10 to 15% next quarter. We see, because we have that kind of vision, so we can give this statement.
Okay, sir. Got it. Best of luck. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pranay Javeri from J&J Holdings. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for giving this opportunity. Sir, if you can just throw some light on the spreads in Q3 this year vis-a-vis Q2, and how is the situation currently, say, in Jan?
So, overall spreads vis-a-vis Q3 had come actually are down by a rupee in, Q3, the spreads were down by almost 3-4 rupees as compared to Q2, and overall spreads were also down, and year on year they were also down, but we have seen currently the spreads are up, Right now, I think the spreads which were at cotton yarn spreads which were at about 112 are now around, you know, around 130 or so.
So basically Q3 the spread average spread was about 112. Q2 was 110.
Q2 was around 118 rupees and Q3 was around 113 rupees.
113 rupees. 13 rupees, okay. Which currently from January is about 130 rupees, 130.
No, it's not like that because see, we as a company have a, you know, we have a booking for 60 to 70 days. What I'm saying is what I'm selling today will be at a spread, the spread will be about 20 rupees higher than what it was last quarter.
Got it. And one point on the merger, what would be the promoter holding after this merger if approved?
So there is no equity impact in this merger, so there won't be any, it will be the same as it is today.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Hitendra Pradhan from Maximum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So I had a question related to the tariffs and, you know, the impact that we are kind of anticipating. So, sir, on the garments, whenever the UFTA kicks in, the duties will be going from 12% to 0%. And the US, in the US, it will be 25% to 18%. But for yarn, sir, we are just going to get zero duty access to EU market. And we are anticipating the demand from the domestic garment manufacturers from the increased export. Is that understanding correct, sir? Or the...
Yeah, you're right, definitely. Understanding
of the right. Okay, sir. So, sir, do you have any plans to kind of increase our revenue share in garments? I mean, currently most of our revenue is coming from yarns, and I think a smaller portion from garments. So, are we trying to scale up anything in the garments as of now?
See, the point of merger is, of course, now to integrate our garment business into this company, and the process, so we are learning the garment business right now, and I think we'll be ready in 6 to 8 months to scale it up, and especially after these deals have been made, there is more incentive to go to speed it up. So as I mentioned in my opening remark, that we will be fast tracking all our programs which are on the drawing board. I'll be sharing with you whenever we are ready.
Got it. Okay, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhavika from Nivesha Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, am I audible? Yeah.
Yes, you are.
So, actually, I need understanding on the capex plan. So, 1,000 crores of capex is happening for this greenfield expansion. So, I want to understand what kind of domain potential we can expect from it, and what will be the timeline of ramp up, and how it will go. At what time the optimum utilization can be expected from this expansion?
So we this is a 1,000 crore project which will give us a turnover of about 1,200 to 1,300 crores, so additional turnover. And so we expect to start commissioning machines, commissioning by third quarter of this year. And I think it will take us 3 to 4 months to ramp it up and be at 96% to 98% of capacity utilization. Expect that to come by the end of next financial year.
On geography diversify point, I want to understand, like, what's the share, current share we have from the Bangladesh and what other countries we are catering, and going forward, what we are expecting the share will be, like, domestically and export side, and the Bangladesh share specifically.
Ma'am, we are a very dynamic company, so we keep on switching our share. We are present in almost all the countries where Ikhwanagan Yarn goes. So we and we have good relations everywhere. So we keep on varying our percentage as per, you know, the market demand and where we can get better prices. So it's very, very dynamic. So wherever we get more margins and wherever, so we shift. So I cannot give you exactly what it will be in the future. Of course, our endeavor will always be that, you know, to sell more and more domestically because that market is more certain. But we are very dynamic and we keep on changing our product mix as the demand kicks in and the market mix.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So by when is this merger process expected to be complete?
So we will be finishing this, within this quarter. By this quarter end, we should finish this merger, and from 1st April, we shall be one company.
Okay. And sir, how much does this add to the top line or the bottom line as per last year's or current year's financials of those companies?
So it will add around about 200 crores, and bottom line was around 15% in those companies. So yeah, you can do the math.
And sir, we are looking at some expansion in those facilities as well?
Yes, definitely. We are already on the job, and we expect to increase the turnover by at least from 25%-30% in next financial year. In, you know, from 200, we wish to go to 250 to 60 crores.
So this is all garmenting capacity?
Yes, garmenting and dyeing.
Right.
Rapid dyeing.
And sir, regarding the power costs of our company as a whole, so you said we are gradually moving towards solar. So how much in amount terms can we look at the numbers, sir? Like how much can it go down? Like how much can be the benefit in rupee terms?
So we already have about 15% of using 15% of our power is through solar. And for 1st March, so our new solar capacities are kicking in, which will give us an additional 25 to 27% of power, renewable power. And we should translate in a saving of around 16 crores per year from starting from 1st March next month.
And sir, any other solar capacities in the pipeline, or sir, this is the right for now, this is the last one?
So this is, we have maxed out as per the government policies, this is the maximum we could go to. And so we cannot go any beyond this.
And sir, what are the power prices per unit in Punjab from the grid if we buy?
That's around 6.3 rupees.
Right. And sir, in Odisha, we'll be getting a subsidy on the power prices as well?
Yeah, that is for 10 years, we're going to get power at 4 rupees.
Get it. And sir, what is the debt that we're looking at to for this Odisha plant, for the 1,000 crore capex?
So it's around 650 crores.
And you said the commissioning will start from October?
Yes, we've already spent about 100 crores from our internal accruals, and the construction is going on at full speed, and we hope to be in start commissioning from before October actually.
Okay. And so it'll take about 6 months to commission, like you said?
Yeah, the partial production will kick in by December, but to you know, in spinning it takes, because you can't do it all at once. So the project of such size takes at least 4 to 6 months to fully commission.
And sir, is there any capital or interest subsidy in Odisha as well?
Yeah, there are capital subsidies there, and there are no interest subsidy as such, but capital subsidy and EGS, that is Employment Guarantee Scheme subsidies, are there.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Viral Jain from SNG Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I got a few questions. The first one was on the budget part. So after the recent announcement on the budget, can we expect any potential benefit for the company? Let's say there can be any government scheme that or the policy change that will help the company to grow more positively to the cost structure, expansion plan, or competitiveness?
So yeah, I think our industry didn't need much in the budget, but one substantial thing which was in budget was that government has made textile as you know, their core mission sector, and they have allocated a large amount towards, you know, improving the cotton yields in India, I think, which will go a long way in actually securing good quality and cheaper raw material for the country. So I think that was the main salient feature which I thought was very good, which the government, the initiative they have started. And they have also stated to open up many more textile parks in India and give them certain incentives. So we see a lot of downstream momentum going forward. So that, of course, is going to benefit us being a yarn producer.
Got it, sir. And my next question was with the future outlook. So given the current demand environment and the cost structure, what is the management outlook on the revenue growth and the margin expansion for FY26?
FY26, we are already, you know, we are in the last quarter, and as we know that we are running at 96% of utilization, which is maximized. So we don't have much to go in the revenue. The only uptick in the revenue can be with the increased prices. In margins, definitely we see some uptick in next two, three quarters with all the positive sentiments all around. And but the revenue expansion will only come once we start with the Odisha project.
Got it, sir. And can we expect that the industry will be normal back in next 2 to 3 quarters?
Yeah, future looks good. So you know, as the industry has consolidated in last 2-3 years, so you will see, you know, everybody, all the people involved in the textile, the well managed and well run efficient units, doing well in going forward, and not only for next 2-3 quarters. We see a good bright future with you know, India signing these treaties, especially with the EU and UK, and you know, the USA business has also been resumed now with this tariff reduction. So we see a short term, of course, the things have gotten better because of Chinese demand and US tariffs, but long term also we see a lot of business coming in because of all these trade deals and more trade deals. The finance minister is commerce minister is talking about many more deals. So I think we are in a good place.
Got it, sir. Thank you for answering all my questions. That was all from my side. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Pratik Shah from Investing Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi, sir.
Hi.
So one quick question on the EU FTA. So being EU...
Hello.
Mr. Pratik, are you there?
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are now.
Yes, sir. I was saying, given that the EU FTA has been finalized, are we trying to broaden our reach in the garmenting business?
Yeah, as I stated before also in my remarks that the whole point of merger was of our company, the garment company and the other fabric dyeing company, was actually to take advantage of these opportunities whenever they come. And now they have come, so as you know, the merger is going to be complete on 1st April, and we are actively looking at the opportunities this all these FTAs give us going forward, and we are going to fast track some of our plans which we have on the garment side, which we will announce shortly. I think maybe it takes us around 3 to 6 months, but we are ready for that.
Okay, and just to follow up on this, sir, with this new trade landscape, are you rethinking your long-term integration strategy or seeing the new areas where the company can add more value?
We are comfortable in what we are doing. So, in spite of all the challenges, a lot of consolidation has already happened in our sector. And with all these capacities coming in, I think we... the downstream opportunities coming in, I think we would have our hands full in all the areas we are operating. And the value, I think, with all this demand going up, the value will be created within the sectors we are operating. We just have to be more efficient and productive, which we are. And that's our vision going forward, to be more efficient and more cost conscious and more automation. That's what we are doing. That's what we have done for the last 3 years. And I think a lot of value will be created in the coming time once the demand is unlocked.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing remarks.
Thank you everyone for taking some time out to participate in this call. In case of any queries, reach out to us or our investor relationship agency, MUFG Investor Relations. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Sportking India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.